This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now, these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms. We've been able to move that all the way up to the end of May to have enough for every American, to get every adult American to get a shot. And the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it.
What's up, you Neanderthals? Yeah, welcome. Hey, how many of you were born with a mask? I'm just curious. By show of hands. I'm not seeing any hands go up. Oh, wait. This is radio. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks for being here because it means you're discerning. You are here for truth. You don't always like what you hear. You don't always like what I have to say. One of my friends who called me up and he gave me a tongue lashing over Frank Sinatra. Yep. Or many of the other subjects where you guys say, Kevin, I disagree. It's okay. We can disagree. We'll have fun with one another. And we will respect each other's opinions. Even though what you say is really stupid. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. I love what you guys have to say. And while I don't always agree back with you, I do believe that you are discerning. You know what you're thinking. And in your life, your reality, what you believe is your reality. It is your truth. And I'm not talking about this relative morality or moral relativity, however you want to put it. It works both ways. I'm talking about you've lived a different way. I'll give you an example. The guy, and we're going to talk about callers here soon, but he sent me a note saying, Kevin, Frank Sinatra is the best guy, whatever. There'll never be another Frank, and I cover that. We can agree to disagree. It's funny. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to give you a little inside peek. I agree with him, and I disagree with him. We'll get into that. But I want to tell you this. If you believe that you're a Neanderthal because you don't think you should be wearing a mask if you're healthy and you're not afraid of getting sick, then I don't think of you as Neanderthal.
Well, Kevin, how do you know you don't carry the germ?
Isn't that something you could say to anybody at any time? A newborn baby.
How do you know you don't carry the germ, little newborn baby?
That's just silly. It's like living your life based on the idea. Like, for example, that maybe there's 1% crime in the world and you live your life as if everybody's a criminal. Or I'll use black people as an example. There are certain blacks that love affirmative action. They want to be on welfare, etc. And the media would make you believe all blacks believe that you should not work to get something. All blacks want reparations. All of us are racially aggrieved and so on and so forth. The majority of blacks don't even think about this nonsense. And if we were to stop talking about it, they wouldn't even think about racism. They would just go, you know what? I'm an American. I just love this country. How many of you believe that the human body was designed by a being so powerful, so great, you can't even define it. You can't figure out what to call it because you can't. We use the word God, but it's so powerful. This thing that designed us to such a level of perfection might know a little bit more about the immune system than Captain Demento. Might know a little bit more about human nature than baby black Jesus did. Oh, and dare I say this, might actually know more than Ronald Reagan or even Donald Trump. You can't put your hopes and your dreams with others, folks, and that's what we've done. Oh, Kevin, the states are reopening. Yeah, woo! Let's be happy that DeSantis and Texas governor, what's his name, in the wheelchair. You know, all of them. Let's be glad they're opening the state. talked about this in the opening of the show earlier. Arizona opened over the weekend on a Friday. I'm at the grocery store. I learned that my state is open again. I was walking around legally without my mask, and I didn't even know it. I was no longer a troublemaker, a trendsetter. As I walked through the store, I noticed other people that didn't have masks on. I thought, look at me. I'm all bad. Yeah, they finally doing what I told them. Yeah, baby. Kevin Jackson is the man. Woo! And then I learned Ducey, Governor Rhino Ducey, he opened the opened it up. Greg Abbott, Tassu, Texas. I'm trying to think of it. Greg Abbott. It hit me. Hit me. I got a James Brown hit. Well, I was thinking about Rhino Ducey. Governor Abbott opens Texas. Mississippi opens. All of them. DeSantis leading the way. We're hearing he's our new hero now. DeSantis. DeSantis is... I like Ron. But I'm going to tell you, he ain't a hero to me. He did what he was supposed to do. He never should have shut down Florida. Oh, but that would have created ripple effect and repercussions. Who cares? Leadership isn't, hey, let me lick my finger and see which way the wind's blowing. Leadership says, I'm not shutting down my state's economy over a disease that you are faking statistics for. And I'm determined that, I don't know, it may be me, folks, that ends up suing the federal government. We gave another $1.9 trillion to a fraud of a disease and a so-called let's fix it cure that 9% of the money went to the people that it was supposed to go to. Have you looked at that pork-laden bill that Pelosi and team passed? It's insane. We spent, what, $6, $7, $8 trillion to fight something that's a scam? What's next? Oh, well, Kevin, it's been altered now. There's a new iteration of it coming. Let's spend another $5, $6, $10 trillion on that, too. You're not going to get any adulation from me over people that should have the guts, dare I say, the cojones, to do the right thing in the beginning, in the first place. Thanks, Ron DeSantis. Thanks, Abbott. Thanks, Rhino Ducey. Folks, they work for us. The governor of my state is an employee of me. And you know what he thinks? He thinks he's better than I am. He thinks he should be making decisions. What about that clown in New York? You know, that governor that's under fire? That everybody had nothing but undying, fawning adulation for? Where is he at now? I've been talking about him the whole show. This show is dedicated to Captain Killa. Killing New Yorkers. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'd be lying, folks, if I said I was not, I'm not going to say happy because that's not the right word. But I'll put it this way. I have no remorse. No, that's not even the right word either. I have no compassion. Maybe that's a better choice. What do you guys think? You like that one? I have no compassion for Cuomo. I have no compassion for the media. I have no compassion for the leftists who put on the love fest for this serial killer. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The Kevin Jackson Show, I'm sorry, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We've rebranded in case you have not been paying attention. And we've done this so we can get everything in the one little breadbasket that you guys can support us on. And by the way, thank you guys for the positive feedback that you're giving on Kev Perks. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, KevPerks/KevPerks. The reason is you're starting to take advantage of saving money on your health care, your prescription drugs. My buddy Jeff Christensen, his company formed because of Obamacare, and now with the price of insulin and all this stuff going up monthly, they're back to feasting. I mean, they've been doing this for a decade now, but they're doing great. Saving patriots hundreds of dollars on meds. Folks, don't just let
Africa and Central America get these low price for meds, you can get it too. Flat fee of $60. And Jeff can save you a lot of money on your meds. So go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks and you can find out all about it. And you need it because Joe Biden's not going to do you any favors. And let's just face it, Killer Cuomo. I've been talking about this guy, and there's a reason for it. He's just a scumbag. He's a slime ball. And what's funny is now leftists are trying to give us revisionist history. All these people were just so enthralled with the man. He was unbelievable.
David, we're standing by for Governor Cuomo's press conference, his daily briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo out there day after day after day. Everything Trump isn't. Honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one, than the President of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope, but not false hope.
Governor Cuomo, I think, is one of the heroes on the front lines.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Andrew Cuomo, who has a daily television show now and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger. That's what Governor Cuomo said earlier today. That's what I'm going to go teach my kids right now at home.
Wow, wow, wow. That's one for the ages. As they say, that didn't age well. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. See, I'm not going to tell you that we don't all have sort of this hero worship and different things. I've learned to balance it. I tell my kids, You got to balance this. You can't put your eggs in the basket of any particular human being because people let you down. Now, what we've learned as conservatives, if you're smart, is that you don't, you know, we say to our kids all the time, I can hate your action, but I'll never hate you. You know, I can, whatever, something you may do wrong doesn't define you, but I don't have to like what you did. Just recently, my son, he came home, my youngest son, and he says, yeah, Dad, he goes, one of my friends, they were doing a security search, and he asked me to hide his vape. So I put it in the, you know, my book bag, because it was like a random thing. He was like, oh, shoot, they're going to search me. And so he did. And then we jumped him. I said, so one of your friends asked you to hide some dope? You going to hide that? You know, do you realize that you hiding somebody else's stuff can get you caught up and they will abandon you? I said, let's begin with what you said this kid was, one of your friends. That is not a friend, so he gets it. Right? But you have to have these lessons to make people understand situations. And so in the case of Donald Trump, amazing guy. But I don't idol worship Trump. I idol worship his ability to get things done. But see, that's a quality. That's not about him. What Democrats do is they overlook it and they idol worship. And that's what they did with Cuomo. They are idol worshiping this guy. That was the worst montage of just gooey, gushy. I'm in love with the man. And they call these people Cuomo-sexuals. You can have. And it was a media. But I want you to understand, that didn't come naturally. Don't think for one second that was natural. That was orchestrated. And I want you to, here's the real, the beautiful part of it, is all these people now have to step back and look at themselves and go,
What the heck was I thinking? How did I get fed this garbage? Nobody twisted their arms. What was the subliminal worm that was put into your brain to make you think that a dude who killed over 15,000 people was hiding the data, who's acted as nothing but a dictator, who's doing all the things wrong, Trump bad, Cuomo good, and suddenly you got to confront this in your own personal psyche. You know, everything that you believe is now upended. I'm going to come back to it, folks, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I've said it before. I've said it 1,000 times. Be careful what you make dogma in your life, because you better have vetted it, because as soon as somebody comes along and goes, yeah, but what about this? See, when you learn logic in college, in school, in life, as I have, you have to always ask yourself, what if there is something that messes with the logic? Think of it in math. The Pythagorean theorem, for example, it's been proven. The square root of A squared plus B squared is equal to the C squared. Or, you know, you get what I'm saying? C is equal to that. So whatever it may be, the quadratic equation, they have been proven. They're tested. Because if even one thing is wrong, the math doesn't work. But the leftists, they don't understand logic. They don't understand reason. And so they miss it. They have so many unknowns in math. We talk about you have to have only one unknown in order to solve for something. They have so many unknowns, they never know what's the real truth. And they're getting these unknowns from so many different sources, they don't know how to act. We'll be back. We're still talking Cuomo.
Jackson Radio Show.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they can do so without face masks or social distancing. Dr. Walensky also saying if someone is fully vaccinated, they can then be around someone who's at low risk regarding coronavirus. which is big news according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Sapphire.
That means grandma can come and visit their grandchildren who, if grandma's vaccinated, if grandma's fully vaccinated, right, and grandchildren are low-risk groups, they can come without a mask and distancing. That wasn't on the table before.
A new study from WalletHub says Americans paid off nearly $83 billion in credit card debt in 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The price of gasoline continues to increase, up 5 cents a gallon last week.
That 5 cent increase makes it up to a national average of 277, which is 32 cents higher than a month ago and 40 cents higher than a year ago. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, motorists will soon see even higher prices.
Motorists can expect gas prices to continue inching ahead in the next week thanks to the continued rise in oil, and it does not look to end anytime soon as refiners soon begin to start switching to seasonal blends of gasoline mandated in the U.S. across the warmer months.
Across the country, Mississippi has the lowest prices at $2.42 a gallon, while California continues to be the highest at $3.74. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt announced he will not run for re-election in 2022. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio
Show. We gotta play this Cuomo Love Fest mashup again just to make sense of it all, because in the previous segment I didn't talk about all of the ways in which they made this guy into a superhero. And the reason why I'm bringing this up and the reason why I'm going to drill home on this is because I know leftists listen to the program. They're compelled. They can't not do it. But and many of them do come here to learn and pretend to be leftists on the outside, and they come here to get the real, their real, you know, understanding of the world, because I can give it to them. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. So I want to play this mashup again of these people just giving their undying love to Andrew Cuomo, and I want to dissect it. And then I want to tell you what's happening now. We'll get to it either this segment or the next segment, but I want to tell you what's happening now. Now, you say, Kevin, I'm sick of Cuomo. Let me tell you, this is bigger than Cuomo. See, this is cancel culture being applied to the left. And you need to understand how they applied and why it's applied, because I want you to understand, people didn't come to this universal love and adoration of Cuomo overnight. I mean, individually, what happened where we went from this guy being the mayor of New York and whatever, and then suddenly he's handling the crisis of the Wu flu better than anybody, as people were dying all around. New York had the worst stats for the Wu flu of practically any place in America, any state in America, and certainly New York City. And Cuomo was being exalted. He was being canonized. Nobody would touch him. Listen to this montage again, and you'll get a feel for what I'm talking about. David, we're sitting by for Governor Cuomo's press conference, his daily briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo, out there day after day after day, everything Trump isn't. Honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one, than the President of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope, but not false hope.
Governor Cuomo, I think, is one of the heroes on the front lines.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Andrew Cuomo, who has a daily television show now and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger. That's what Governor Cuomo said earlier today. That's what I'm going to go teach my kids right now at home.
Absolutely disgusting is what that was. Because now you understand it fully. You knew it at the time. While all this was being said about this man, people were dying left and right. The city was on lockdown. Business is failing. I could go on. I talked about it with a Trevor the Hack Noah. He put people over profits. People over profits. He's Mr. Cutesy little South African, half black, half white, comedic hack who doesn't know enough about the world to say grace over. And they put a microphone in front of him and give him an audience of millions of people. And he is as dumb as they come. He may be the Don Lemon of comedy. Oh. Let's go back and look at some of the things they said. How does Trump compare truth to mendacity? And what's funny, the first guy that says mendacity, who uses this word? Do many Americans even know what mendacity means? Let me save you from having to look it up. It means a lie. Truth versus a lie. Why couldn't he say that? Truth versus a lie. Because he wanted to appear intellectual. The next guy. What Trump isn't. The next person on the thing. Cuomo is what Trump isn't. He's honest, direct, brave. Those were the adjectives used to describe America's biggest serial killer. Honest, direct, brave. I mean, that would be like describing Jeffrey Dahmer as, you know, discerning, you know, thoughtful. I mean, I don't know. I want some culinary stuff because he used to eat people. He's got a taste for life, that Jeffrey Dahmer. Here's another one. Real leadership, like what Trump should have provided. This guy killed 15,000 old folks, and there are people describing it as real leadership. And Trump should have done it. See, Trump was the real leader. He was the one saying, wait, something doesn't jive here. How can you be doing what you're doing and you're claiming that all these hospitals are overrun, et cetera, et cetera. I've got ships parked off here. I've got you ventilators. I've got you everything you want, and you're still complaining. Oh, he's amazing, Mr. Cuomo. Mr. Cuomo. See, let me tell you something, folks. Cult of personality. This is everybody trying to come back later and say to the God King, hey, Governor, remember when I was so, I extolled all your virtues? Can I come to your parties? Can I hang around you? Can I be in your light? Can I get some of the aura that you shine off? And they were all doing it because you know why? They didn't want to not be the person invited to the cocktail party. Are you okay? Think about this. I don't know how many things I've missed. They had more black people go to the White House during the era of Trump, led by Katrina Pearson, who was supposed to be a friend of mine. Do you know, with the body of work that I've done in this industry, I did not get a single invitation. Some of my staffers did. Some of the people that I've got running other organizations did. I did not get a single invitation to the White House from them. I could get it on my own, but none of them. Now, ask me if I'm, oh my gosh, I can't believe I wasn't in the in crowd. Oh, look, Kevin, what do you need to do to get inside of the in crowd? I don't care. Right now, there's a radio guy, a fat guy. That's enough of a description, you'll know. Fat black dude who goes around, he talks smack about me behind my back. I saw him at CPAC. He won't say it to my face. I actually said to one of his friends, I think his ego I think his body may have finally eclipsed his ego. But ask me if I care, because here's the thing. I'm going to give you 100% genuine Kevin Jackson, and I don't give a crap what fathead says, because this is who I am. I'm not trying to angle to get into with the good guys. I know the governor of my state, Ducey. I've met him multiple times. The times I've met him, I actually thought maybe he's a good guy. You know what I found out during the election? He's a chump. He's a rhino. I say it on Twitter. I would say it to his face. I'd say, Governor, you really let me down. I'm not trying to get into the... he's not inviting me to the mansion and hanging out or whatever else. And if he did, I wouldn't care.
Kevin, I'll get you some good things here if you'll just say this or do that.
No. Not going to happen. But see, every one of these liars...
Oh, it's a contrast in truth versus mendacity. What Trump isn't is what Cuomo is. Cuomo is honest. He's direct. He's brave. Real leadership, like what Trump should have provided. The next person says, Cuomo's living in reality. And then they go on, and it gets even better. He's a leader of the Democratic Party. Forget Joe Biden. Forget Pelosi and Schumer and everybody else. They weren't forgetting it. Trust me. They watched and they went, we're not letting, Dorian from the mask, we're not going to let him get the mask and put it on and become a leader on steroids. See, Cuomo's already a bad guy. Get him more power, what do you think this guy's going to do? I don't know, just ask the litany of young 20-somethings that he's hit on, and who knows, possibly more. You gave a stirring speech to the National Guard, so it was like he was sending the troops off to war. Another guy said, he gives us hope, but not false hope. And then one person says, he's like the heroes on the front lines. Hey, leftists, just out of curiosity, you hearing me? How's your hero now? Where's your God now, Moses? Where's your God now? That's a quote from the Ten Commandments, in case you don't know. Edward G. Robinson played that role terribly. He was one of the best actors of his day. But that role, where's your God now, Moses? Where's your God now? Well, I say that in the vein of Edward G. Robinson. Where's your God now? I would even ask that of baby black Jesus. Where's your God now? See, every time they idolize one of these clowns, you know what they find out? They're all a bunch of frauds, just like leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists wait for their so-called leader to tell them who to worship. And the word went out that Cuomo was going to be God for a bit. Somebody let him think he was God. And so everybody around him, they answered the call. They did it. They said, he's the new anointed one. Go kiss the ring. And they went and they kissed the ring. Joy Reid, every one of these pundits, they kissed the ring. You had all kinds of New Yorkers. Oh, Mr. Governor, you are so amazing. You're amazing. Woo-hoo-hoo. As one person wrote, in pursuit of their higher objective of unseating former President Donald Trump,
who I consider president still, the leftist legacy media vocally rallied behind New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in 2020, presenting him as the hero of the pandemic, as the supposed ultimate example of leadership when compared to President Trump. In the montage I played earlier on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, They even post things like, "You're thinking about running for president?" That's what his brother, Fredo, said. "You're thinking about running for president?" And, of course, Mr. Deferential, "Oh, you know, well, I mean, come on. I don't think that's in the works right now." Of course he was thinking about running for president. He's thinking about running for God. One person described him as the shadow president. Yeah, he was the shadow president. While President Trump was failing, Cuomo was successfully killing 15,000 old New Yorkers. He was successfully killing a big percentage of small businesses. He was successfully killing many other people who were committing suicide over or becoming chemically dependent because they were watching their life's work go down the drain. But Trevor Noah called it putting people over profits. One person said he was the acting president. And of course, Brian Stelzker, or whatever his name is, he ends this segment by saying, "Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger." That's a quote from Governor Cuomo. I'm going to go home and tell that to my kids. Hey, Brian, did you go home and tell your kids that Governor Cuomo is a killer? And that he's killed 15,000 old people, and he is not only New York's biggest serial killer, he's America's biggest serial killer. They will make shows about this dude one day, Dr. Death. Yeah. But now this article that I mentioned continues. It says, "Now that he no longer serves an obvious person with a Democrat in the White House, the tide has suddenly turned, with the adoring coverage dying down and a growing number of sexual assault and harassment allegations, all while the COVID cover-up, which contributed to the death of thousands of elderly New Yorkers, continues to hang over his administration. In this new light, with the information available throughout the past year, the sheer level of propagandizing by the legacy media stands as evidence of their partisan disdain for reality, sparking immediate memory hole tactics." I love how this person wrote this. Good work. But what they did is they captured many of these things in a timeline. March 22nd, I'm going to go to work. Here's what somebody said. "Cuomo has been blunt and at times searching, but unerringly forthright, even with unnerving information. He has been open in seeking out the equipment desperately needed by healthcare providers like face masks and ventilators. Asked on Friday if the state was headed towards a cash crunch, he answered yes when discussing the statewide order requiring workers in non-essential businesses to stay home. Cuomo acknowledged the potential for criticism." Is your job non-essential? And oh, by the way, New York spent millions of dollars with a company that made porn products and never got the so-called necessary equipment they needed. Meanwhile, the president had shipped this stuff to him. But anyway, that was March 22nd. On the 24th, "Everyone needs to see Andrew Cuomo's inspiring words on the fight against coronavirus." That's what somebody said. "That is an elected official standing up and reminding us that we've been in bad situations before and the way we've always persevered by sticking together. Remember that we all have a lot more in common than we have that differentiates us. That only by understanding we are all in this together, healthy and sick, old and young, healthcare worker, politician, whatever, we will get through it." That's what somebody said on the 24th. Another person says, "Cuomo takes a shot at his brother. You've got hands like bananas." CNN's Chris Cuomo and his brother, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, took playful shots at each other at the end of the discussion on the effort of New York State to combat coronavirus. Keep in mind, he's got the highest coronavirus stuff going on in the country at this point. On the 25th of March, "Thank God for Andrew Cuomo.
In the midst of a pandemic, Americans need real leadership. And the New York governor has risen to the occasion. In the face of a feckless, reckless president spreading disinformation by the day, Cuomo has stepped up, using his platform to share accurate public health information and demand action. Yeah. Now, note, March 25th was the day that Cuomo introduced the nursing home mandate that forced the WHO flu patients back into nursing homes. On the 28th, the surprising rise of Andrew Cuomo. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's daily coronavirus pandemic press conferences have become must-see TV. Democrats have been praising them. Some have even floated him as a 2020 presidential contender. 3 days later, March 31st, Andrew Cuomo says he'll never run for president. That's a mistake. But the reality, they go, here's the article, but the reality, and trust me, someone who has been in and around politics for as long as Andrew Cuomo knows this, is that A, he is getting extremely high marks, not just in New York, but nationally, for his take the bull by the horns approach to the crisis, and B, the fight against coronavirus will be the defining moment in not only his governorship, but his political career to date. Are you getting this, people? This is amazing. April the 3rd, 3 days later, 10 leaders who mattered most on the coronavirus response this week. Ranked at number one, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, continues to be, for much of the country, the face of the government in response to the coronavirus. His daily news conferences have become must-see TV. Did that sound familiar? And he is now having to dodge questions about running for president. His televised back and forth with his younger brother, Chris Cuomo, has softened some of his sharpest edges, too. May the 1st, Andrew Cuomo may be the single most popular politician in America right now. Cuomo's poll numbers have far less to do with Trump and far more to do with the governor's everywhere all the time approach to dealing with the coronavirus crisis. Cuomo's daily press conference on the state's fight against the coronavirus have become must-see TV. Sound familiar? As Cuomo ranges from stern father to loving counselor to frank friend and back. He's also benefited from radical transparency about what he knows and doesn't know about the state's fight against the coronavirus and from his naturally micromanaging style. I don't know whether this is a fortune cookie or his horoscope or, you know, a puff pieces, but holy cow, man, can you get any more gushy gooey glowing about a dude? I remind you, at this point, old folks are dying in droves. 5 days later from that last report, May 6th, Chris Cuomo pokes fun at Andrew Cuomo's newfound celebrity. May 7th, Trump's incompetence makes Andrew Cuomo's performance look better than it is. When compared to Trump, Cuomo certainly does appear to be doing it all for the city and state of New York. And as a leader who has the courage to take responsibility and blame for the ramifications of shutting down the state, he is vastly better compared to a feckless president who refuses to take any responsibility for the extensive loss of life on his watch. Are you starting to see the pattern, folks? I'm just curious, listening to Kevin Jackson on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. May 21st, Chris Cuomo teased his brother with a giant test swab. July 15th, Andrew Cuomo's nutty and smug COVID poster. Ironically, it was Cuomo himself and his confidant, just the fact briefings that helped soothe jagged nerves and steer New York through the worst of the crisis. That high standard of public leadership is what we have a right to expect now, not cute quirkiness, chest thumping, or insider humor from a self-satisfied politician. Oh, the worm maybe was starting to turn. I'm just letting you know, folks, you want to idolize individuals, you're going to go down the rabbit hole. And leftists love to do it. Because, see, they can build Cuomo up and make him into a superhero, and then suddenly he's gone. You should see the number of people who are now deleting their tweets about Andrew Cuomo. It's interesting to watch.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.